Flin Flon were cruel hosts for the Kindersley Clippers Friday, with the Bombers extending their point streak with a 4-0 shutout win. The Bombers came out the gate with speed and opened the score early, with Jackson Martins picking a corner on Clippers goalie Logan Falk 5 minutes in to open the scoring. That pace would continue all game, but Kindersley was able to stave off the rest of the Bomber attack in the first. In the second, the Bombers would have further chances, including one for Lucas Fry, a wide-open net that the Bomber captain would miss. That wouldn't matter in the long term, especially when Jaden Mercier scored his first goal of the season halfway through the period. Liam Bridger would put home a sloppy powerplay goal later in the frame to extend the lead to 3. A second chance for Bridger would almost go in, bouncing up and behind Falk, but the goalie fell back and saved it just in time. In the third, the Bombers would continue flubbing some plays while clicking on others. Mercier almost scored his second of the night and missed, then Matt Egan had two great chances of his own that stayed out. First, a shot off the bar, then a chance he was hauled down on that he would fire wide. Martins would push in a loose puck past Falk after a scramble to make it 4-0 Bombers midway through the third, after which, the physical play would begin in earnest. After exchanging checks, Egan would posterize Kindersley's Josh Pufall and get a boarding call for his trouble. The Clippers would end up with multiple late penalties, going down 5-on-3 late, but the Bombers' offense had already gone to sleep for the night. Kindersley captain Braden Koch went down injured after a tangle along the boards, ending what was a night to forget for the Clippers. Harmon Laser Hume picked up his second shutout win of the season, making 30 stops on the night, while Falk stopped 50 shots in a losing cause. Both teams will face off again Saturday night at the Whitney Forum.